host of Morning Brew, the Friday edition, from 5 to 8 a.m. on member-supported WDFW Washington, 89.3 FM.
This is Lawrence Ham, Chairman of the People's Organization for Progress. I invite you to join the Free Mumia Movement and allies on our long walk for justice for Mumia Abu-Jamal and for the dignity and medical needs of the incarcerated. We are walking 103 miles from Germantown, Philadelphia, to the State Correctional Institution in Frackville, starting November 28th, and arriving 12 days later at SCI Mahanoy. We demand an end to elder abuse, an end to systematic medical neglect, freedom for all political prisoners, and we march to demand freedom for Mumia Abu-Jamal now. MarchForMumia.org for details. Again, that's MarchForMumia.org.
With love, not fear.
Our December 1st, 2025 edition. This is Joni, and we are giving thanks, continuing to give thanks for our blessings that we do have, and that includes WPFW. Tomorrow is Giving Tuesday. Please consider making a donation to your radio station to keep us strong and on the air into the next year and beyond. We're also honoring today World AIDS Day, despite what the president might say. It's an important day to think about HIV/AIDS and continue to work to eradicate AIDS. But today we have two special topics today. We're going to spend the first half hour talking about Medicare and the upcoming enrollment deadline for 2026. The second half of the show, we're going to be speaking with Frankie with Harriet's Wildest Dreams. She's going to be talking about not only the We Ain't Buying It campaign, but Trump's plans to deploy 500 additional members of the National Guard to the streets of Washington, D.C. in response to the shootings next week. So stay tuned for what Frankie has to say. We'll also be hearing from Damu Smith's daughter, Asha, talking about a special event happening this weekend. And with that said, we're going to give our imaginary drum roll to our first guest with the Medicare Rights Center. Emily, I'm going to ask Emily to introduce herself and her whole name. She is with the Medicare Rights Center. Over the years, we've had many shows with the Medicare Rights Center talking about how to make your decision. Those of you who are on Medicare or about to be on Medicare, how to make a choice that's in your best interest. We've usually had 2-hour shows, even 1-hour, 3-hour shows. But this year, due to many different factors, we're thankful we have room for a half an hour to discuss this very important topic. So welcome, Emily. Tell us about the Medicare Right Center, what it is, and also tell us about, say, your entire name and what you do with the Medicare Right Center.
Sure. Thank you, Joni, for having me today. I'm really honored to be here. My name is Emily Wichelow, and I'm the Director of Education at the Medicare Rights Center. We are a national nonprofit consumer service organization, and our main goal is to just help people with Medicare, older adults, people with disabilities, access quality and affordable healthcare. We run a national helpline, and that's where a lot of our work is done. We answer thousands of calls each year from people with Medicare. And right now is a very busy time because, as Joni mentioned, it is the open enrollment period. We'll talk a little bit about that in a moment. But in my role, in addition to fielding calls on our helpline and working directly with people, I also oversee all of our consumer educational materials. We do presentations. We're based in New York City, even though we're a national nonprofit. We do presentations throughout New York City. We do webinars. We have consumer handouts that people that we send to people who call our helpline. And our main goal is just really making sure people have the information they need to make the right decision about their healthcare coverage.
Yes, and let me say, I want to really thank Emily for jumping on here at almost the last minute. I get countless more calls about this topic and this time of year than any other topic over the years. People are always asking me to repeat the information, and I want to really give a special thanks to the Medicare Right Center for playing such a key role in helping our listeners understand how to navigate this topic, which can be very, very complex. I'm also going to say that Emily is with a nonprofit organization. I have strong opinions about what may be best for you listeners and what may not be, but we're going to let Emily kick it off and tell us what is the deadline this year for people to enroll for 2026, and does everybody who is on Medicare need to submit their a re-enrollment for next year?
Yeah, thanks, Joni. And in my personal capacity, I also have opinions on what's best for people, but we'll just try to, we'll give you the information and you can decide, you can create your own opinions. But right now we're in the Medicare open enrollment season. You're probably getting tons of ads. It ends on December 7th, I guess at like 11:59 p.m. is your deadline to make.
And that is Sunday.
That is Sunday. Yes. I know, just a week, less than a week. And not everybody needs to make a change. If you're in original Medicare, that's going to continue next year. You don't have to resubmit any paperwork or anything. And usually with Medicare Advantage, the private plans and the prescription drug plans, those also continue next year if you don't make any change. But that being said, there are a couple of things to look out for. One is, of course, if you received a notice from your health plan or your drug plan that it's ending next year, you should definitely look into choosing a new plan for 2026. And even if you're happy with your coverage and it's not ending, we always recommend reviewing any plan documents. They might have emailed it to you. They might have regular mailed it to you to see if costs are going up or coverage is changing in any way that you don't like. That would be another reason to make a change.
Absolutely. And I know every year I used to help my mom go over her Medicare plans for the following year. And this year I actually forgot that I myself need to do that.
So I can help you.
So that's a warning or a notice for all of you out there who are on Medicare, who are over 65, to take a few minutes to check out if you may need to make a change. And I'm going to just jump in here, as we have over past years. We have often talked about so-called Medicare Advantage, which many of us call Medicare Disadvantage. And I don't watch TV too much these days, but those of you who do, it's nonstop promotion of this Medicare Disadvantage program, which can actually be very harmful to people if you don't understand what it's about. I'm going to say my piece and then Emily can jump in. it's shocking to me the amount of coverage on the TV. Thankfully, you don't hear it that much on, certainly not at all on WPFW, but it's nothing but, I'm sorry, it's profit-making capitalist propaganda to get you into a plan that can be harmful, very harmful to your health. Yes, you may get a pair of sneakers. Yes, you may get access to a gym. You may get some side benefits. But I, from doing this show over the years, got countless calls from people who were on Medicare so-called Advantage and were not able to get the care they needed when they were really, really sick. So watch out for fraudulent information and basically hustlers in health. If you're on that Medicare Advantage plan, I understand that it can be very difficult even to get out of that plan once you're in it. And I know this from calls I've gotten over the years. So with that said, let's just start with the regular Medicare plans. Is there information on your website that people can look at, or if people just need general information about what to do, what do you recommend?
Yeah. Thank you for that introduction. I do feel like I'm in the right place here. So on our website, the nonprofit is called the Medicare Rights Center, but our educational website is called Medicare Interactive. And so you can go to medicareinteractive.org, and we have a lot of information that compares. Original Medicare is the red, white, and blue card. That's through the federal government. And you can see any provider throughout the country that accepts Medicare, which is basically 99% of non-pediatric providers accept Medicare. There's no network, in other words. And you're not going to run into things that you do with Medicare Advantage, like prior authorization requirements or referral requirements. Your access to care is much more open. Mm-hmm. Whereas with Medicare,
disadvantage, what are there some changes or some differences or things you need to look at when you're signing up for just regular Medicare?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So with original Medicare, it's not. You'll see in the advertisements for Medicare Advantage plans, they talk about how they cover everything. With original Medicare, you have to make sure that you have other types of coverage in place as well. So original Medicare covers hospital and outpatient care, the Part A and the Part B, like boy, that you hear about. But you'll also want to make sure that you have a prescription drug plan or a Part D, like dog plan, that covers your drugs. And we can talk in a little bit about, you know, making sure you find one that works for you. And then with original Medicare, the cost that you pay at the doctor, it's usually 20% of the cost of the service. And that might be unfamiliar to people who are used to co-payments, which are a set amount, which are a little more predictable. And that 20% can range. If your service is more expensive, then the 20% is higher. And so what people often opt for is a supplemental plan called a Medigap. Mm-hmm. And these plans are great because they cover most of the out-of-pocket costs when you go to the doctor. But the thing to keep in mind is that that additional Medigap policy has another premium, another monthly fee that you pay to have that policy. Mm-hmm. And the premiums range. I think, you know, we usually say they're like $100 to $300 a month, but they're more in that upper range these days. While having original Medicare plus a Medigap is pretty much like the best option for most comprehensive care, most access to providers, there is that Medigap policy that has that additional premium. And so some people, you know, are turned off because of that.
I think there are Medicare Medigap policies that aren't that expensive. I know I don't have to pay that much for one. So again, it's good to research.
It is a good option. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good to research your options, because if you do wind up being in the hospital or being sick, it's good to have that backup Medigap premium. So definitely check it out if you haven't done so already. You may want to add that to your plan this year for the regular Medicare. So now we can jump to the what I call, and many of us call, the Medicare disadvantage plan. definitely the number one. I'm sorry.
No,
number one hustlers. Number one hustlers in our healthcare system. And even me, when I listen to it in the background on the TV, I'm going to visit a friend in the hospital these days, and the TV is on. And even I can, for a second, get pulled into this, these basically lies and hustles about what Medicare Advantage can provide. Yes, you can get maybe a pair of sneakers. Yes, you can get access to a gym or whatever else they're offering you. But it's horrific that if you get really sick, so often they do not allow you to get care. So Emily, kind of explain what you're able to say, but perhaps the good and the bad about Medicare Advantage.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm sorry, I do just want to say one more thing about Medigaps, because I'm sure somebody will get mad at me if I don't. The enrollment rules for Medigaps can be a little bit limited. The best time to get one is when you're first eligible for Medicare. And then after that, the insurance policy can't, or the insurance company could maybe charge you more because of your age, could make you wait longer before they cover pre-existing conditions. And so that's just one thing I also wanted to mention, because
yes,
it factors into it, like needing to research different companies and seeing who's going to offer me the best premium since I'm, you know, now I'm 70 or something like that.
Yes.
Yeah. But to Medicare Advantage. Yeah. So I think the main one thing that is frustrating about these plans is that, yeah, the advertisements are really intense. They're everywhere, and they make a lot of promises. The things that we get calls about a lot are these supplemental benefits, the gym membership, the dental, the vision. They call these supplemental benefits, and a lot of times people will end up mistakenly maybe choosing a plan just because of that extra benefit that it provides.
Yes, absolutely.
Which is totally understandable. Mm-hmm. The ads make everything sound very golden, but then when you actually look into it, there's not a lot of data about access to the providers, to dentists, to eye doctors, things like that. And the bigger issue is that Medicare Advantage plans have networks, and Joni, you kind of alluded to this. The network means if you see a doctor that's in network, you have your plan's co-payment. Maybe that's $20 to go to the primary care doctor. But if you go out of network, you might owe 100% of the cost of that visit, and that's very difficult to estimate. We don't want people owing, you know, thousands for a simple office visit. The issue, though, is that it can be difficult to figure out the provider networks. This year, Medicare.gov, their plan finder tool, has some provider directory information, but it's still not that comprehensive. And beyond that, we've seen that the provider directories on the plan websites are not always up to date. And then sometimes when you call your doctor's office, even they don't fully know maybe who they're accepting next year. Or they'll say, we'll bill any plan, but you have to find out whether they're going to cover you. And so that's one of the main issues we run into when trying to help people figure out if there's a Medicare Advantage plan that's a good option for them, is will, you know, even if they only see two or three doctors, are those doctors going to be in network, or will you end up being out of network and having higher costs? And then additionally, if you do need services you didn't expect, making sure that, you know, maybe you need to go to a specialized hospital system or something like that. And if they're not in network, then that can also be a big issue.
Yeah, so I think it's a big, it's very important for listeners who are on Medicare or about to go onto Medicare or about to make a choice to please consider. Medicare Advantage, disadvantage, there have been lots of studies, lots of reports about the dangers to this Medicare disadvantage program. And only in the United States do we have a sick care system that is based on profits. Mm-hmm. This is not happening in other countries. They have most, I think all other industrialized countries in the world have some kind of universal health care. We do not. Our health care system is based on dollars, based on profit. And Medicare Advantage is one of those. Many will call it very dangerous option. So, Emily, talk about one thing is, once you're on Medicare Advantage, it can be, I've learned from callers, it can be very difficult to get out of it. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. So in general, there's only one time of the year that you can disenroll from your Medicare Advantage plan, and that's this open enrollment period that we're in right now. So that's basically October to the beginning of December, and then your new coverage doesn't start until January 1st. So if in, you know, March or April.
But let me just ask you, because I know in the past, people tried to change out of Medicare Advantage in the new enrollment period, and they couldn't do it. Is that still the case?
I might need a little more information about why that was happening.
Yeah, that
whether that was like a Medicare counselor from 1-800-MEDICARE saying they couldn't change, or whether that was just the circumstances of changing, like, I can't change my plan because there's no Medigap policy that will sell to me.
Yeah, I would encourage, if somebody has not yet signed on to Medicare, what we call disadvantage, to look into that, because I got a lot. We had extensive programs over the years, and we got a lot of calls about people who were unable to change the following year. So
that's concerning.
I'll just say many reporters, many public health experts call this a major hustle in our healthcare system. So what else do you want to share? We still have about 10 minutes left. I'm going to say that Medicare Rights Center offers outstanding information throughout the year. I often give out their number for people who want more information. You can call. Of course, right now is a difficult time because they're getting a lot of calls. But let's say after this week, what would be the phone number for people who wanted to make a direct call? I understand this week may be challenging, but normally throughout the year, how can people actually talk to someone from the Medicare Rights Center?
Yeah, our national helpline number is 1-800-333-4114.
4114. And I believe that number is, you can reach people weekdays from about 9 o'clock till about 3 o'clock is the best time.
That's exactly.
1-800-333-4114. And we'll give the website before you leave us today. So what other things would you like to share about this period? Again, people have until Sunday to make a change. If you think you don't need to make a change, then there's nothing you need to do. Although I myself had forgotten about it, I'm going to try to to make sure that I look into it to see. Because sometimes, Emily, I suppose some of these, because they're all under insurance companies. There's no such thing as a nonprofit health insurance company. Am I correct?
I mean, we have, I'm familiar with some in New York City that say they're nonprofit.
Oh, well,
I'm still not sure how that works.
Yeah, no.
Looked into it.
New York City is unique, but in the most part, I would say
they're for profit.
You know, they're for profit. So I myself need to look and see if there's any change in the insurance that I have. Which I don't even remember what it is, but I need to. We all need to just double check and make sure there isn't some change that is going to make things more difficult. A change in the plan in some way that we didn't anticipate. But for those of you who know you need to relook and see what you're going to have for this year, it's very important to really try to check it out, and it can be difficult to research. What would you suggest, Emily, with the understanding that probably they may not be able to get through to your hotline this week? What would be the easiest or best way for people to check their options?
Yeah, so that is always the tricky part. If you are not, the plan documents are, you know, pretty complicated. So if you're not able to do it yourself, totally understandable. The 1-800-MEDICARE helpline is 24 hours. And so that right now is the best place to call, just because state-based counseling agencies are pretty overbooked right now, and so is the Medicare Rights Center, but 1-800-MEDICARE has a lot more counselors.
Now, let me ask you that, Emily. In my experience in the past, sometimes you had to wait for a very long time. So that's also can be a challenging option. And I would imagine, I don't know, but these days with the great esteem that our president gives to federal workers, how are they going to be answering? Are they all back at work to answer the phones? But at least you can try it, 1-800-MEDICARE, and see.
So the people who run the 1-800-MEDICARE helpline are government contractors who are still working, but yeah, those concerns about just sort of resources in general are definitely valid. You can also try right now in this last week your state health insurance assistance program. They go by the acronym SHIP.
Right.
And if you go to shiphelp.org, you can find the phone number for your state's agency. They are do similar work to us. They're not insurance brokers. They just do one-on-one individualized counseling. They're not going to try to sell you anything. So they're a great resource as well.
And SHIP stands for?
State Health Insurance Assistance Program.
Yes. Nice and job. And usually I have the local D.C. people on and then past the Maryland people. Mm-hmm. But for D.C. folks, I would definitely suggest that you see if you need information. Check that out, State Health Insurance Program in D.C. I know in the past they've been very helpful, as have the Maryland people. Mm-hmm. So you can give it a shot and see if you can reach them.
Really quickly, just for those who want to do it on their own, on Medicare.gov, you can use their plan finder. You could put in your zip code and the drugs that you take. And if you're looking at the Medicare Advantage plans, you can put in the providers you see, and you can get a sense of all the plans that are available in your zip code. One thing we didn't talk about a lot, but that I really want to emphasize before this is over, is that the prescription drug coverage for your plan can change each year. And we get calls from a lot of people who didn't change their plan, and then they go to the pharmacy in 2026, and they're like, oh no, my drugs aren't covered anymore. So that would be my parting advice would be, even if you're happy with your plan, call 1-800-MEDICARE, call the SHIP, go on Medicare.gov, and just make sure that the plan you have is still going to cover your drugs, because that can be, you know, pretty devastating if that coverage changed and you didn't realize.
Absolutely. So, Emily, we're just about out of time. Give again the basic information about how to connect with the Medicare Rights Center.
Yes. So,
this week and then throughout the year.
Yeah. Our phone number is 1-800-333-4114. And the hours are 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday.
Yes. And I want to give a special thank you to the Medicare Rights Center. I've been working with them for years. There are, of course, other organizations, several other organizations that do related work, but I found Medicare Rights Center to be really outstanding, really on the case with the problems that we have now in this system, and also how you can really research the best plan for you. And in addition, throughout the year, sometimes people call me who are having other kinds of problems with their Medicare plan. So I refer them to the Medicare Rights Center again, and they're always helpful in helping people figure out how to navigate this so-called call it a sickness system that we have.
Yeah.
And before we leave you, Emily, I just want to say that I'm hoping that maybe in my lifetime, although it's hard to know, that someday perhaps we won't need the Medicare Rights Center, because we will finally have universal health care or some form of single-payer health care like the rest of the countries around the world. We've been fighting for universal health care since right after the Civil War. Definitely in the early 1900s, we've gone over this over the years. So the need for universal health care is not new. the organizing for universal health care is not new, but but right now we want to give thanks, since it's still right after Thanksgiving. We are giving thanks to the Medicare Rights Center, and I give thanks to you, Emily, for jumping on with us at the last minute.
Yeah, thank you for this opportunity. I would love to be out of a job, but until then, we compromise slightly on our values in choosing certain healthcare options.
Okay, thank you so much, Emily. Okay, now we're going to move on. You're listening to WPFW 89.3 FM. This is Joni with To Heal DC. We're going to move on to another very exciting and positive guest. Not to say that the last one wasn't, but that is Frankie with Harriet's Wildest Dreams. Now, Frankie's going to talk about at least two things. Of course, those of you on social media can see all the fabulous speeches and commentary that Frankie gives, and other people from Free DC and Harriet's Wildest Dreams. But good morning, Frankie.
Good morning, Joni and WPFW family. It's so nice to be here with y'all this morning.
Yes, I wish we could have you on for the whole day, but we have you on for 15 minutes. There are at least two things I want you to share. Maybe we can start briefly with, I had the blessing of seeing you on Saturday with the We Ain't Buying It campaign, right there in front of Target. A shout out to all the organizers, including our own Reverend Graylin Hagler. But tell us real quickly about the We Ain't Buying It campaign.
Yeah, so We Ain't Buying It is really a focused boycott where we're focusing on three major companies, Shoni, the ones who are really causing the most harm to our communities, especially the Black community. So focused in on Target, who without any judge's order, no one told them they had to do it, but they rolled back their DEI initiatives, complying in advance under this administration. Also Home Depot, who continues to allow ICE and federal agents to snatch our folks from their properties, and then also Amazon. And I think we could list out the plethora of ways that Amazon is not only harmful to our communities, to workers, from surveillance to policing, just so many harmful things. And so the idea was to focus these efforts from Black Friday through Cyber Monday, asking people to withhold your dollars from the companies who we know are going to be the most harmful to us. And so on Saturday, we joined the Boycott Target picket line, who has been boycotting, Joni, for 36 weeks.
Yep.
36 weeks all year long to let Target know, you know, hey, we're not going to tolerate disrespect. You don't get our dollars if you're going to be disrespectful and harmful to our communities. And we were joined by Jamal Bryant, Tamika Mallory, and some other folks from across the country. And we really showed up in solidarity, in full force, and we put Target on notice. And the proof is in the numbers. Target's stocks have plummeted. They are really feeling the crunch of our collective power, of us leveraging our power as consumers.
Absolutely. And I was happy. I was thankful to be there. And I was happy to hear Reverend Jamal Bryant mention the fact that this week, actually today, 70 years ago was the day that Rosa Parks refused to get up from her seat down there in, oh boy, I'm forgetting where it was. the boycott 70 years ago. And this December 5th is the day that thousands of Black people and other people refused to ride those buses.
Montgomery
bus boycott. And I like to say, 10 years ago here at WPFW, we had a celebration of the 60th anniversary. This week is the 70th anniversary of the Montgomery bus boycott. And Reverend Bryant was inspiring to hear him say that we need to learn from that boycott. And he was giving credit to D.C. for making a difference. Who knows what's going to happen in the future that D.C. may be honored the way Montgomery was honored. That boycott lasted from December 5th, 70 years ago, to the following year, December 20th. It was over a year. And hopefully we're going to do a special show on it, but it's important to link these those two issues. And I want to give thanks to the faith community who's been out there, the regular folks who've been out there, certainly Free DC and Harriet's Wildest Dreams. It was a very, very powerful, inspiring rally that took place on Saturday. If people want more information, I think is it weaintbuyingit.com?
Yes, you can go to weaintbuyingit.com to learn how to participate. We're still asking that people, because today is Cyber Monday, there's still an opportunity for you to join the boycott, not cross that picket line. And like you were just saying, Joni, the Montgomery boycott lasted for 381 days.
Yes.
And so this is really a test of what is our red line in the sand? How can we coordinate our efforts? And that's why this is a focused boycott. Folks will say, well, this company is doing this too, and this company is doing this too. But when we focus our power and our efforts, that's where we see those outcomes. And, you know, another message that I want to give folks is that if I'm going to tell you where not to go, then I have to tell you where to go, right? Folks are still going to need access to different things for their livelihood. And freedcproject.org has a pro-COT list of local businesses, local small businesses who have taken the FreeDC pledge, who have said, you know, ICE won't be allowed on our property. We're going to treat our workers with dignity. And so go shop at those places instead. And so, again, you can find that information at freedcproject.org. And if we can be real, the boycott will be inconvenient. And that's kind of a part of the point. The point is to inconvenience these companies, to make it so that their bottom line is impacted by our people power. And, you know, the pro-COT gives us an opportunity to redirect those dollars to places that are going to stimulate where so many of our small businesses, our Black-owned businesses, don't reap the benefit of our dollars. We give so much of our power away when we continue to shop with places who we know, again, are at the root cause of the suffering of our communities.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Frankie, we're real proud of you and Harriet's Wildest Dreams and Free DC. We need to do, I'm going to probably maybe ask you to help make sure that young people learn about the power of that Montgomery bus boycott 70 years ago. Extremely important. And we're hopefully going to be sharing more information about a lot of inspiring stories from that 70 years ago movement. But I want to make sure we have enough time to talk about what I heard you talking about. We're hearing that the president is doing what? He has plans to bring in 500 more members of the National Guard to the streets of Washington, D.C. And of course, don't you know that's exactly what we need, isn't it? 500 members of the National Guard, Washington, D.C. streets, in response to the shooting last week of two Guards members. But what you point out, Frankie, is that there was basically no discussion of what happened the week before of three Black people being killed by D.C. policemen. So tell us, maybe start with what happened the week before with three Black people being shot and killed by the D.C. police.
Yeah. So, Joni, it's not lost on me and on many of us who've been doing this work for a long time that the Metropolitan Police Department here in D.C., they don't have an issue with locking people up. They don't have any issue with brutalizing people. They don't have problems and need more support in their brutalization of everyday DC residents. In fact, since 2001, roughly 100 people have died by the hands of MPD. And to that, we say shame. Mm-hmm. So in a 4-day span between MPD and Metro Transit Police, three Black men were killed by the state. They were executed by the state. And so in response, Harriet's Wildest Dreams, along with other folks who believe in police accountability, we went to MPD headquarters with those families to tell them, you know, we have to stop this police violence. We absolutely cannot tolerate in our city the police taking the lives of neighbors, loved ones. Being accused of a crime should not be a death sentence. Full stop. And so coming off of the hills of, you know, this very violent week in DC, and then these two National Guards members who were also shot, it's really tragic all around. DC is over-policed. We don't need more National Guard. We don't need more federal agents. We don't need federal agents colluding with our local police department. And now, you know, the MPD is serving as bodyguards for the National Guard. And so, yes, this administration has claimed that they're going to send an additional 500 National Guards people to DC. The National Guard should not be here in DC. The National Guard is not meant to do policing work domestically. That's not their job. And so my call to action for folks who may have family members in the National Guard, or folks who do have statehood and have governors, contact your governor and get your people home, because they're needlessly in harm's way when we do not need the National Guard here in DC.
Absolutely. It'd be great to hear a editorial from Harriet's Wildest Dreams on that. That's a very important point, that we still have power to speak up. And of course, it was tragic that the young woman, 20 years old from West Virginia, was killed. Of course, that's a tragedy. But it never should have happened. But by the same token, I don't know if you can say the names of the three Black people who were killed by the police the week before, but we certainly need to keep those families in our hearts and try to do what we can to stop this senseless killing.
Every time, Joni, it happened with, you know, actually at the vigil we did, we've read off names of more than, I'd say, at least 200 people, and that's who were killed across the country over the last years. But to give honor to the folks who were slain by police last week, David Warren Childs, say his name, Demetrius Austin, say his name, and Kevin Booker, say his name. And we want to give love and grace and healing and everything that we can, and uplift the families at this time.
Absolutely. Say their names again one more time.
David Warren Childs, Demetrius Alston, and Kevin Booker.
And I understand some of the families are asking for help for the burial and all those details. Do you know if they were all DC residents? Were they all happened to be east of the river, or do you know?
Do you have? I know David Warren Child's family and both and Demetrius Austin's family do live east of the river. There is a GoFundMe for both of those families. I'd have to find more information.
Yes. But we're very thankful and proud of Harriet's Wildest Dreams for making sure that people who didn't know about the tragic loss? Were all three young people? Or
yes, they were all three young people. Yes. Mm-hmm. Well loved.
Oh boy. Oh, well, we got to keep on organizing for a different world. A different world is possible if we come together and keep at it. We're very proud of Harriet's Wildest Dreams and Free DC. Unfortunately, we're going to say goodbye for you today, but you'll always be with us in my heart. And we're very proud of the work that you're doing and together with Free DC. Of course, Harriet's Wildest Dreams is part of the leadership of Free DC. So when you hear about Free DC, know that you're also hearing about the wonderful work that Harriet's Wildest Dreams does. You want to give any information for those of you who don't know how to find you?
Yes, we have events all the time, Joni. So you can find us at harrietsdreams.org if you'd like to sign up for any of the political education that we do and events that we're having. There's actually a hearing this week on Thursday for the youth curfew that they're trying to make permanent. But you can go to mobilize.us/HWD to find all of our events and get connected with us.
Yes, and you do have events all the time. I would encourage people who don't know about Harriet's Wildest Dreams and what they do to check that out to see about the different. Every week there's a lot going on. So thank you. Thank you so much, Frankie. And of course, keep up the great work that you all do. And we give thanks to you. Very much. We need to, unfortunately, move on, but fortunately, we have another wonderful guest by the name of Asha. I should introduce her. We're going to let her introduce herself, but many of you may remember Damu Smith, who was on our airwaves for many years. And he was on Tuesdays, right after me on Monday. We often work together. Damu Smith, Black Voices for Peace. He was active in fighting against Palestine or against what was happening, what the Israel was doing in Gaza, you know, decades ago. He was a leader in the environmentalist movement, much, much more. But we're happy to introduce and welcome his daughter, Asha. Good morning, Asha.
Good morning, Joni. How are you?
let me introduce yourself, Asha, because actually Asha's going to be talking about, in just one moment, a very exciting and important event happening this Sunday. But for people who don't know you, give us a sentence or two about you, Asha.
Okay, well, I am Asha Moore Smith, also known as Asha Hadia, and I am an artist, a vocalist, and also a recent graduate of the University of the District of Columbia, and where I got my Bachelor of Arts in Digital Media.
Yes, and congratulations. So tell us what is happening on Sunday.
Yes, so this Sunday, on December 7th from 5 to 8 p.m., Siddiqui Educational Safari is having an event called the Next Generation Justice Jam. And of course, we all know Mama Lydia. She has been doing this for a very long time with Siddiqui. Incredible work. Since 1997, they have been taking the youth from under-resourced communities to places around the African diaspora. They've been to Tanzania, Ghana, Senegal, Morocco, and Colombia. So this is what the fundraiser is for, to help support the youth to study abroad in Palenque de San Basilio. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that correctly, to take them to a Maroon town. And it's very important that these Black children see themselves around the globe, to the places that Siddiqui Educational Safari and Mama Lydia worked so hard to take them, providing under-resourced children and youth, Black youth, to with the opportunities to travel to these places across the
island. Yeah, and I believe this year is going to be going to Colombia to make sure that young people know more about Afro-Colombians. I believe that Colombia has one of the highest numbers, percentages of Black people in South America. But tell us, because we're going to run out of time soon, tell us exactly where this event is happening and about some of the people who are going to be there, including our own DJ Underdog.
Yes, so this is a really exciting event, as you said, hosted by DJ Underdog. It's going to be at Cafe St. X, 1847 14th Street Northwest near T Street, from 5 to 8 p.m. And it's going to be featuring some dynamic young women artists, including, Mama Lydia's daughter, Ngozi, Niambi Ra, Nile, Mari Tati, and Kailasa. So they will be doing, and I will be performing as well.
Wow.
So there will be songs, spoken words, dance, and world music. It's going to be a great time. You can get your tickets by calling 202-361-0501, or you can go to givebutter.com and search for the Next Generation Justice Jam to get more information on how to purchase the tickets. But please come out. This is going to be a beautiful time, wonderful vibes, great performances. And it's just, and I appreciate the opportunity
to
perform with these sisters.
Okay, one more time, the time and the phone number for more information.
So the time, date is this Sunday, December 7th. It's going to be from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. And the number to call for more information is 202-361-0501. And then people can go to give butter.com. For more tickets. And when you go to the website, just search Next Generation Justice Jam.
Yes. And if people don't know DJ Underdog, I encourage you to listen to WPFW tonight from 10 p.m. to midnight. One of the most outstanding DJs and PFW hosts that we have. Very, very exciting, wonderful, inspiring, creative show. So we only have a minute or two left, 2 minutes left. And Asha and I wanted to give a special shout out to Damu Smith, who is, of course, Asha's dad, whose birthday is coming up this week. I believe it would have been on Friday,
December 6th. Saturday.
Oh, that's Saturday.
Yes. So the day before the event.
Yes, the day before the event, Damu Smith. And some of you do remember Damu, who had his own show, Spirit in Action, that you could be heard on Tuesdays. But I know it may be hard for you, Asha, to just say in a minute something about your dad.
Oh, well, he was just a trailblazer all around, especially when it in terms of environmental justice activism, but also just human rights activism. He was an anti-war activist. Again, he was one of the people when it wasn't popular to go over to Palestine and protest on the West Bank, where he collapsed, actually, in 2006. It was diagnosed with colon cancer.
Mm-hmm.
People must remember who Damu Smith was. He was so passionate about stopping toxic pollution in predominantly Black communities all across the Deep South, and getting Black men and Black communities in general early detection from colon cancer.
Yes.
So he just covered a broad spectrum of things.
Yes, and Damo Smith is present. Damo presente for many of us who knew him, but we continue to lift him up. One of his assignments he left for me was to really try to encourage people in our community, especially in the Black community, to get colonoscopies. And he did leave me that assignment. Colonoscopies are one of the most effective ways to detect cancer. And so that's one of Damu's many, many contributions. Asha, I'm sorry to say we are out of time. I want to thank Magic Mike, our wonderful engineer. I want to thank all the listeners. It's Giving Tuesday tomorrow. Please consider making a donation to WPFW. Stay tuned next for Mark Thompson with To Your Health. Of course, listen at 2 p.m. Mark Thompson, make it plain. And at 2 p.m. is To Your Health with our wonderful, Dr. Watkins. And last but not least, I want to also say that this Saturday, the D.C. Labor Chorus has their winter concert at 7 p.m., Songs for the Labor Movement at the Washington Ethical Society. That's Saturday, 7 p.m. You can look at that up. DC Labor, of course, you can hear them Thursdays at 1 p.m. Thanks again, and we give thanks to all of you.
On Monday, December 8th, WPFW presents Saving Our Homes, the Crisis in Housing and Homeownership, in partnership with the Washington Informer and the Missionary Baptist Ministry Conference of the DMV. From 9 a.m. until 1 p.m., we confront gentrification, predatory buyers, tax sales, foreclosure traps, and the loss of family homes, defending our elders, and keeping generational wealth in our families. The programming continues at 5 p.m., where we'll unpack the lack of affordable housing and the displacement of renters. We culminate in a town hall from 6 to 8 p.m., moderated by Donald Temple and Denise Rolock Barnes, where we welcome listeners' calls. Guests include lawyers, activists, pastors, financial strategists, and government officials. That's Saving Our Homes, the Crisis in Housing and Home Ownership, December 8th on WPFW, building a more equitable world, one broadcast at a time.
Inviting all D.C. hand dancers, Philly boppers, Chicago steppers, Carolina shaggers, and West Coast swingers. The Treehouse Dreamers venue offers dance music from Motown and more every Friday, 1 to 5 p.m. at 4722 14th Street Northwest. DJ Jammin' Dave and other fine DJs provide an atmosphere offering seniors socialization while getting much-needed quality movement through familiar tunes and dance every Friday. Details at 301-922-4064. That's 301-922-4064. WPFW offering wellness through dance, one activity at a time.
The WPFW local station board is hosting a community town hall on Saturday, December 13th from 12 noon until 3 p.m. Our theme is Free Airwaves, Fighting for Community and Public Radio. With the economic upheaval caused by DOGE, the social stress exacerbated by the military occupation of the Capitol, and the harm inflicted on innocent people by ICE agents, it is more important than ever to have an independent grassroots media focused on building communities, amplifying marginalized voices, and driving social movements. The town hall takes place on Saturday, December 13th from 12 noon until 3 p.m. at the Brookland Bus Boys and Poets, 625 Monroe Street, Northeast in the district. Additional information can be found online at wpfwfm.org. WPFW, building community one broadcast at a time.
This Giving Tuesday, we are asking you once again to stand with WPFW. Your support this past year helped keep independent music, progressive voices, and community journalism on the air at a time when it matters more than ever. WPFW is member supported. There are no corporate owners here, no partnership with any university, just you, the people, making this station possible. If WPFW informs you, uplifts you, or accompanies you throughout your day, please consider making a gift right now. Every contribution, large or small, helps sustain this vital community resource. Support WPFW this Giving Tuesday. Visit WPFWFM.org and give today.
I'm Elliot Gross, the host of the Don't Forget the Blues Hour. You are tuned to member-supported WPFW in Washington.
This is
Make It Plain.
Make It Plain.
M.I.P.
With Masamela Matfumo.
Mark
Sala.
Make It Plain.
Woke.